Hey there, and welcome to another episode of the English with Spirit podcast. I'm back, and today I have 15 American expressions that you will often hear in TV shows or in daily speech. Just a quick note, I was away for a few days, but now I'm back and I'm going to upload an episode every week. So, without further ado, let's start with today's episode. But before we start, I would like to say that I already have shared these expressions with you, but I would like to share them again, some of them, because studies suggest that a student needs to hear a new word or expression at least 20 times on average to remember it. So it's not just enough if you hear it once. You need to hear it over and over to really remember and start to use it so that it becomes part of your vocabulary. So now, yes, without further ado, let's kick off with this episode. The first informal expression, it's a really new one, is I've got this. And this means that I can handle it or deal with something. I can do this. For example, if you're moving in and you have a lot of boxes, but you're almost finished, a friend might ask you, hey, do you need help with the boxes? And if you can handle it, you could say, oh, no thanks, I got this. Another example, let's say that you have to do a group project and you volunteer to make the PowerPoint. Another member of the group could say, are you sure you don't need any help with the PowerPoint? You could say, I got this, no problem. Another way to use this expression is to say, you got this. And this is used for telling someone that they can do something. You believe they can succeed. It's a form of encouragement for someone. If someone will have an interview and the person is feeling on edge, this means nervous, a friend could say, you're gonna nail this interview. Come on, you got this. This means it's an encouragement. The next informal expression is a heads up. And if you give someone a heads up about something, you give them a warning that something is going to happen, usually so that you can prepare for it. In other words, you inform about something beforehand. For example, this note is just to give you a heads up that Vicky, the new boss, will be arriving next week. Or a teacher could say to their students, I just wanted to give you a heads up that we'll be starting with the book To Kill a Mockingbird next week, so please don't forget to bring the book. Or a person can yell at another person who isn't paying attention and who is about to get hit with a frisbee, could say, heads up, the frisbee is going to hit you. The next informal word is epic. And this has several meanings, but in this context, it just means extremely good or impressive or great. For example, the gig last night was epic. The movie was epic. The roller coaster was epic. I want to go again. Now, you could also say epic fail, which is a completely different word. An epic fail refers to a complete failure, an especially big or embarrassing blunder. And by the way, a blunder refers to a stupid or careless mistake. Here are some examples. Their presentation was an epic fail. They hadn't prepared at all, and that's why the teacher gave them a zero. I can't believe I called the CEO by the wrong name. What an epic fail! And the last example, the concert was an epic fail. No one knew what they should do, and the music was way out of the tone. The next informal expression is to pull off something. It can mean to succeed or achieve something difficult, just like the most common meaning, like for example, I pulled off the test. But you can also use it in another way, which is also really common. And it is, if you're talking about clothes and someone looks good or great in a given outfit or piece of clothing, you could say that they pull off that specific outfit or piece of clothing. Let's say that a girl is quite petite and she wears long elephant jeans, those that are broader from knee to feet. The girl looks fabulous in those jeans. Someone could say to her, wow, despite your height, you pulled off those elephant jeans. This means that she looks really good at those jeans. Another example, let's say that your friend got a new haircut and now she has very short hair and she used to have very long hair. But all the same, it looks great on her. You could say, you totally pull off that hairstyle. Moving on, The next informal expression, which is actually an idiom, is to be on the same page. And this means to understand and agree with someone. Basically, to understand and agree with what is being done or suggested. For example, before we make the decision, we need to make sure that we're all on the same page. It's important for a wife and a husband to be on the same page when making important decisions. We're not on the same page. Listen carefully to what I'm telling you. The next informal expression is take it easy. And this means to relax and be calm and not work very much. Usually someone tells another person to take it easy. For example, the doctor told her she should take it easy for a while. Or someone could say to a perfectionist student that is always aiming for high grades and being hard on herself, take it easy, your worth is not dictated by your grades. Or you could also say take it easy to someone when you say goodbye. For example, take it easy guys, I'll catch you next week. The next informal expression is to blow you away or blow your mind. Both mean exactly the same. To blow me away or blow my mind simply means that you are very amazed, surprised, excited, or impressed by something. For example, winning first prize in a full scholarship blew her away. The concert of Katy Perry totally blew me away. The fireworks in Disneyland always blow me away. Her singing totally blew me away. I didn't know she had such a beautiful voice. Moving on. The next informal expression is to talk trash someone. And this is not a very nice thing to do. It's actually very insulting. Basically, it means to talk in an insulting way about someone. In other words, it means to say unpleasant things about someone. Often you will hear that opponents in sports do that. To put it even more simply, you're just saying rude things because you want them to feel inferior. The other team fans were trash talking until my team beat them on your face. The next example, it's unprofessional to talk trash your last boss because who knows, you might need him as a reference for a future job. The next idiom is to jump on the bandwagon, and this means to join a popular trend or activity. It basically means that you join something popular or at least change your opinion or mindset to something that has become very popular. For example, many teenagers jump on the bandwagon and blindly follow all the fashion trends just to fit in. Another example, now that a virus is going on, I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon and disinfect every single thing that enters in my house. And the last example, in high school, a lot of my friends dyed her hair blonde and it became the new trend. I never jumped on that bandwagon though. The next informal expression is it's meant to be, and this has two meanings. The first of all is that if something is meant to be a particular way, it's intended to be like that. Or you can say that something is expected to happen if it's meant to be. For example, parties are meant to be fun. This means that they're intended to be fun. The cake was meant to rise, but it stayed petite even though I added baking powder. The game Pokemon Go was not actually just a game, it was meant to be an experiment that Google was conducting. If something is meant to be, this is the second meaning, it seems certain to happen, usually because it has been decided by God or other forces that people believe cannot be controlled. Basically, you feel that you're destined that something will happen. For example, the husband could say if he arrives home and he didn't get a job, I didn't got the job, and the wife could say, oh honey, it was just not meant to be. Another example, I always thought that you were meant to be a great leader. Look at you, now you're a great leader. By the way, if you say that two people are meant for each other, you think they suit each other as romantic partner. This is a really common expression, saying they're meant to be. For example, those two are meant to be together. They fit perfectly. If those are meant to be together, they will eventually find their way back. The next informal expression is dead tired. And this simply means that you are very tired or completely exhausted. For example, I was dead tired after working my third 12-hour shift in a row. My father was dead tired after the Ironman. Fernanda was dead tired after the graduation trip. When she arrived home, she slept for over 30 hours. The next informal expression is to be filthy rich, and this means to be extremely rich. Sometimes it's kind of disapproving when you say that someone is filthy rich, because that person might already be rich because of family money or because they were corrupt. So please, if you want to pay someone a compliment, by all means, I wouldn't recommend saying that someone is filthy rich. Anyway, here are some examples. His parents are filthy rich, so he gets everything he wants. You could say that Bill Gates is filthy rich, or that the company Apple is filthy rich. The next informal expression is dirt cheap or cheap as dirt. And if you say that something is dirt cheap or cheap as dirt, you're emphasizing that it's very, very cheap indeed. It basically refers to something very inexpensive. For example, those shoes were dirt cheap. I bought them at a flea market for just $1. Kevin is very tight with his money. If he has to buy someone a present, it's always something dirt cheap. Be careful when you buy clothes that are cheap as dirt. They could shrink easily or the colors could run when you wash them. On top of that, they're usually bad quality. Moving on. The next informal expression, which is actually not even an expression, it's actually a suffix, is ish. And this is really, really common in daily speech. It basically means approximately or kind of. It can also mean somewhat. I will give you some examples so you can understand it better. And by the way, somewhat means to some degree. I'm going to give you some example words using the suffix ish at the end so you can see what I'm talking about. For example, bluish, brownish, reddish, talking about colors, tallish, babyish, oldish, 11-ish, 8-ish. And here are some example sentences. Let's meet at the cafe at 11-ish. I'll be there in 30-ish. This means half an hour more or less or approximately. The cabinets of the kitchen are brownish. The pullover is reddish and made out of wool. Moving on. The next idiom is don't be a stranger. And if you translated like directly, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be a foreigner. It's used to tell someone, especially someone who is leaving to go somewhere, that they should stay in touch with you or come and visit you sometime, etc. For example, a friend could say, a friend that is moving on, don't be a stranger. Although you're moving to another country, don't forget about your friends here. If you haven't seen a friend for a long time, you could say, and after you meet, you could say, it was really nice seeing you again. Don't be a stranger. Let's meet soon again. And that's everything that I have for today. I hope you enjoyed this longer episode. So, yes, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Thank you for listening.